Father's Day is just a Hallmark holiday for some. And by the way, it's Sunday if you want to send a card. For others, it is a chance to think about the ways that fatherhood has changed over the recent years. More and more dads are getting involved in raising their children and wrestling to find a balance between family and outside work. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg has more.
Some dads, a growing segment, are giving up the wrestle and simply staying at home with their children. The census people found some 105,000 stay-at-home dads when they went knocking a few years back. Married fathers at home with the kids by choice while mom went off to work. Bonnie Urbe studies various work and family matters for Morning Edition. What is going on here?
We are seeing at this point in time, Susan, an evolution, not a revolution. However, it has been, if you look back 20, 30 years, it has been an absolute revolution. And you noted one category, that is full-time stay-at-home dads. But when you look at the paternity leave figures, under the Family and Medical Leave Act, 45% of men take unpaid leave up to 12 weeks at companies with 50 or more employees.
There is some reluctance, though, isn't there, for fear they will jeopardize their jobs or they need the money, and so they can't afford to take an unpaid leave.
There's still plenty of corporate resistance and societal and cultural resistance to men taking leave, being involved fathers. The most blatant example, in 1999, H. Kevin Knusman, a Maryland state policeman who needed more than the 10 days he had been given approval for because his wife had serious medical complications at birth. The state troopers would not give him the leave. He finally sued and won $400,000. But during that trial, it came out that he had been told that unless your wife is dead or in a coma, you can't be the primary child care provider. So there's plenty of prejudice out there.
But going back to the corporate world, why would a company agree to it? I mean, couldn't they simply replace that worker? Sorry, fella, we can't give you this. We need a job. It's got to be done.
There's a gentleman called James Levine, director of the Fatherhood Project at the Families and Work Institute in New York City, and he says that precisely those men, the corporate men you're talking about, they take a lot of what he calls underground leave. What they do is cobble together 4 to 5 days of vacation days, sick days, supervisor approved days. Mm-hmm. And he says 85 to 90% of men take that form of paternity leave.
So we're talking about married men with wives and children, but the census also found that the number of single fathers, not necessarily stay at home, but single, that's going way up.
The 2000 census found that there were 2.2 million households headed these days by a single father. Mm-hmm. Of course, the number for single mothers is way higher, but it's still up 62% than a decade before. So dads going it totally alone is really the revolutionary type figure at this point.
Yeah, and not only alone, but sometimes lonely. I mean, I think of myself as a new mother, sort of alone all day, going to playgrounds, desperately looking for pals, you know, someone to talk to. Think how tough it is to be the lone man out, literally, at those playgrounds. What do they do about that?
Well, they're very definitely organizing these days, and they're using the internet to do it. Huh? They have some wonderful websites with titles like rebeldads.com and slow-lane.com. And when you go there, they show you media clips about themselves. And one of them said, "We do not like being called Mr. Mom." So you've stay-at-home dad is fine, but Mr. Mom, they ain't.
Happy Father's Day. Thanks very much. Bonnie Urbe follows various work and family issues for Morning Edition. She's host of the PBS program To the Contrary. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.